presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Marginal Revolution.
March 25, 803 America, New York. What should I ask Kevin Kelly? From Wikipedia. Kevin Kelly, born 1952, is the founding executive editor of Wired magazine, and a former editor, publisher of the Whole Earth Review. He has also been a writer, photographer, conservationist, and student of Asian and digital culture.
Global economy.
March 25, 8 o'clock America, New York. Food producers take up record volumes of UK warehouse space. Rise in demand for storage comes as food manufacturers attempt to prevent shortages.
New York Times Business. March 25, 8 o'clock America, New York. The banking industry's go-to crisis advisor. Raj Cohen is one of the most influential people behind the scenes of cleaning up the banking crisis. Raj Cohen, the senior chair at Sullivan & Amp. Cromwell, at his office in 2009.
Global economy.
March 25, 7:19 America, New York. Tim Cook praises Apple's symbiotic relationship with China. Chief executive's visit comes despite rising trade and geopolitical tensions between Beijing and U.S.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 25, 7 o'clock America, New York. Dish Network and its customers are still reeling from cyber attack. Customers say they can't access HBO Max and other services, while the pay TV provider says it has resolved many issues.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 25, 5:30 America, New York. Work from home era ends for millions of Americans. A Labor Department survey shows far more people worked on-site full-time in 2022 compared with the year before.
New York Times Business. March 25, 5 o'clock America, New York. When your career and retirement are the family's business. Succession plans, or the lack thereof, can hinder the transition to a new generation and affect how loved ones fund their later years. Angelo Perryman, the second-generation owner of a building and construction firm, and his daughter, Angelina, who will be the next leader. New York Times Business.
March 25, 5 o'clock America, New York. The rise of exclusive, application-only gym memberships. A new crop of luxury gyms requires referrals, interviews, and even, in some cases, medical evaluations. And that's before paying a monthly fee of up to $2,750. Ghost, a gym in Williamsburg, is part of a new crop of luxury fitness centers requiring an extensive application process.
BBC News Business.
March 25, 3:12 America, New York. Cost of living. Women feel trust was violated on housing app. Women feel they are being forced to risk their safety when house hunting due to financial pressures.
Marginal Revolution.
March 25, 1:05 America, New York. Travel philosophies for the well-traveled. How should you choose your next trip? I can see a few general philosophies on the table. 1. Prioritize those countries and regions you haven't visited yet. For me, that might mean Montenegro, Lithuania, Bangladesh, and Saudi Arabia. But the downside is waking up one morning and saying, hey, what the hell am I doing in Sardinia?
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 25, 0:00 America, New York. A TikTok ban may be just the beginning. If the video app is blocked by federal authorities, it could be the beginning of the end for China's ambitions to build a software-driven economy.
BBC News Business.
March 24, 1827 America, New York. John Lewis. Mary Portis warns retailer it has let go of its soul. In an open letter, the retail consultant says the store is part of our collective cultural identity.
Global economy.
March 24, 1700 America, New York. UK government expected to offer energy companies windfall tax relief. Lower fuel prices spur hopes the levy will be reformed as sector is being encouraged to invest in new projects.
Finance and economics.
March 24th, 1648 America, New York. After Credit Suisse's demise, attention turns to Deutsche Bank. The German lender may be struggling, but it is in a much stronger state than its erstwhile rival.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 24, 1450 America, New York. Where to start reading about women in the classical liberal tradition? There are two core questions when it comes to thinking about women in the classical liberal tradition. First, what have women contributed to classical liberalism as a body of thought? Second, what does classical liberalism as a set of ideas have to say about the question of women's rights?
BBC News Business.
March 24, 1441 America, New York, firms hit back at bank governor in Price's Row. Weatherspoon boss Tim Martin says bank managers are breathing down the neck of business owners.
Marginal Revolution.
March 24, 1302 America, New York, how to make GPT worse at microeconomics. Somehow missed this the first time I looked, but GPT-4 got significantly worse at microeconomics after it was trained to tell you what you want to hear. pic.twitter.com/8tdttwf1e.
Daily FX Market News.
March 24, 1230 America, New York, US dollar outlook. Path of least resistance is lower after Fed ditches hawkish view. The US dollar is likely to come under selling pressure in the near term as markets price in rate cuts following the Fed's decision to abandon its hawkish guidance in favor of financial stability.
Daily FX Market News.
March 24, 1004 America, New York, Euro dollar outlook, EUR, USD takes a breather as prices test support. The euro has held its ground against the US dollar, allowing prices to recover from February's losses. Can EUR, USD break free from the current zone of support?
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 24, 8 o'clock America, New York, the 1619 Project on Hulu vindicates capitalism. Photo by Patty Perret, Hulu. Here's the whole article one wrote with Phil McNeese, published in the Wall Street Journal on February 20th, February 21st print edition.